Or maybe you're listening online at WEOL.com or on your phone with the WEOL mobile app. I don't know where you're listening, but a lot of folks are listening to Sean Bennett. Boy, your texts and your tweets are just blowing up over there.
Yeah,
you got your fan base going tonight.
No, that's just my daughter bugging me at home.
Maybe she's listening.
Yeah, she might be. She's a teenager now. She's about to turn 15, so wrestlers are kind of, you know, she's probably, they're catching her eye a little bit.
Easy. I'm just telling you, I got two daughters. You got to be careful with that kind of stuff. I'm telling you what. Well, it's great to have Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram with us here at the Brew Kettle. Great to be at the Brew Kettle tonight, our second time in 3 days. We were here on Saturday prior to the Ohio State-Michigan game. Back here tonight for our wrestling preview brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. And real quick, we mentioned Ohio State-Michigan. What a fabulous game that was on Saturday. But certainly our thoughts and our prayers go out to the entire Ohio State community for what transpired earlier today on that campus. Certainly a thought-provoking and a very scary moment. Fortunately, thankfully, there weren't any students that, you know, fell to what turned out to be a horrible, horrible incident down at Ohio State. So our thoughts and prayers are with that entire community.
Yeah, obviously I spent some time down at Ohio State covering the football team and roam around the campus. So that little shocking news out of the South there today, and it was nice to see that all the injuries were non-life-threatening, as they said, and they got to a good police action and
Absolutely.
Reaction. And they were able to take care of that situation.
Yep, all the first responders that got there pretty much instantaneously once word had gotten out that there was a situation on campus. So, again, we're glad to hear that everything went well. But for those who were affected by that, our thoughts go out to them. Let's go back to some wrestling talk here tonight. Well, you talk about a long-time coach. John Sedlick now joins us here at the table. Now, you know, sometimes Bennett has a typo. I mean, he's a sports writer, but he has a typo. 45 years? Is that a typo or is that correct? I think it's correct.
That's accurate.
Yeah, that's accurate.
It's hard to believe.
We talked about this last year. What a fabulous career. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, who is this young man you've brought up here with you?
That's my assistant coach, Bill Waters.
Bill going to do all the talking, John?
He is. He's a big talker.
Well, you look like a natural on that headset, Bill.
Oh, thanks.
Good to have you here. Let's talk about Wellington Wrestling this year. What's got you excited? What's got you jacked up about the Dukes this season?
Well, I got 11 returning lettermen.
Wow.
And so I got a seasoned team, and that I'm looking forward to it. They're a fun group to coach, and because they're not all a bunch of rookies out there. You know, I don't have a lot of young kids, really. I don't have a lot of kids out. I got 16 on the roster, but, you know, 90% of them have been with me for 2, 3, 4 years. I got 5 seniors, and they all pretty much know how to wrestle. And so I can coach them at another level, which is really fun for me, and try to really bring them on because they're starting to be able to where they can handle it, you know, instead of, you know, get beyond the basics.
So who are some of these key returnees?
I got Chris Miller, seniors. I got Chris Miller and Hayden Bartolovich, Nick Fox, Trevor Booz, Max Mormon. Those are my seniors. Colin Safstall, Andrew Cantu, Mason Wright, Tyler Wilfong, Gage Conrad. Those are my junior. And Emily Waters, Coach Waters' daughter, wrestles in the first weight class, 106 for us. She's a sophomore. She lettered last year. So, you know, we've got 5 district qualifiers coming back. They had some pretty good success last year. And, like I think, you know, they're ready to move to the next level. You know, I'm looking forward to it.
And obviously, having a daughter on the team, that always kind of turns heads. Probably, you know, shouldn't at this point because girls wrestle all the time. Paige Nemec kind of broke through and made it to the state tournament, the boys' state tournament years ago. What was that kind of dynamic like when she kind of said, "Dad, this is what I want to do"? And, I mean, there had to be some reservations early on.
That's been an ongoing battle at my house for years. I have 4 daughters. She's the second to the youngest. I've coached wrestling and been involved with it, I think, since I was 6. My older daughters wanted to wrestle, but never do it. I had mixed feelings on it. It became more popular. They're real athletic. We didn't have a six-pounder last year, and she wanted to wrestle, and she turned out to be pretty decent at it. She's learning. But it's created some issues with the older daughters that I wouldn't let them wrestle, but now, so there's favoritism, they're thinking, but it's not the case.
Psychologically, I'm sure the first few times she was out on that mat, that had to be challenging. I mean, I have two daughters, now neither one of them wrestled, but, you know, to get out there on a mat with guys and they're rolling around and flipping around, I'm sure there was a point you had to at least stop yourself from stepping in, right? Maybe?
Believe it or not, my girls are pretty rough at the house. I mean, always watching wrestling tapes at the house, and, you know, I got to have somebody to drill the moves on, so they've been exposed to it for quite some time.
Okay.
It wasn't a huge shock.
Well, obviously, one of the things about wrestling, the sport, that's kind of unique is the individual competition. I mean, you're out there one-on-one with the mat. The thing I like about the Wellington program, that, since I've been covering wrestling, is this is definitely a program that focuses on team. Wellington's won sectional tournaments. They're always in a dual meet. They compete for the pack title every year. And that's something I don't know if it's just happens because that's the way you guys coach, or is that something you really put a focus on, is not just to become better individually, but kind of work on the team competition, because it seems like Wellington always seems to be well there.
Well, you know, you work with, I don't know if there's anything there, you work with the individuals, and then, you know, individuals win for the team, you know. It just mounts up. You get guys that get better and better, and the guys around them get better, and, you know, success breeds success, they say, and just if you got enough guys out, you know. Last year we were lucky to have, like, all at times when everybody was healthy, we could have, like, 14 weight classes and fill every weight class. We're not going to quite have that situation this year. You know, but we are going to send, you know, 8 or 9 tough guys out there, I think. We may have a couple of weak spots and maybe an open spot or two, but so we'll just have to try to make up for that.
John, we talked about that earlier with the Firelands coaches, Coach Ransom that was here, that, you know, when you've got terrific wrestlers, they feed off each other. It sounds as though that's the case at Wellington. I mean, not just this year, but in years past, and that leads to what Sean was saying, where you now have overall team success because just that competition in-house, for lack of a better term, really fuels
exactly.
that fire.
You've got to have good practice partners, and when your practice partner is getting better and you're getting better, and so they all, you know, they get better together.
Anything on the schedule upcoming that really kind of gets you jacked up, really excited about the upcoming year?
Yeah, I mean, we start off with tournaments. We're at Avon Lake this week. That's going to be our opener. And then we go to Bellevue. And then we go to Waterloo. And then we go to Medina. So, you know, obviously Medina is going to be the toughest one on the list there. It's really a tough tournament. And so we got to be ready because we haven't been doing well at Medina in the last few years, but, you know, we got to get back into it and get a couple of placers for sure. And I think these guys now finally are ready for Medina competition. And so, yeah, we're going to look forward to that one.
And we talk about the tradition in some of these Lorain County programs, and Wellington's one of those that is steeped in a 31 state place or 6 champions. And John's he's been there for all the champs and most of those state placers. You've got to see all the things I read about, you know, happen over the last 45 years. And I know you're obviously passionate about the sport as well. So how fun is it to just to not only do what you're doing with your own program, but just to get to watch what's unfolded in this county in Northeast Ohio over the last four plus decades? It's got to be fun just as a fan of the sport.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Lorain County's been tough. It's good wrestling in Lorain County, and we got to increase it. We got to get better yet. I mean, we haven't been having outside of Elyria, which has been doing great. We haven't really had a lot of state champions lately, so you know, we got to get back into the really top notch. Finishing high in the state tournament with all our local teams, and I think we will. You know, we're going to bring it around, bring it back.
Bill, to wrap things up, when you're around a guy like Coach Sedlick, 45 years and all the honors and all the accolades that he has received, are you almost like a sponge? Do you just try to soak up as much information and try to grill him for as much information as you can?
You know, I try to. I try to take a lot of notes. he's coached me since I think I was 6 years old.
Wow.
So I've been around him a long time. His philosophies, it's what I started out with. Our philosophies are the same, and try to learn as much as I can from him.
There you go. Well, hey, your resume speaks for itself. Your record speaks for itself. Congratulations on all your success, and it certainly looks as though this could be another fun season down in Wellington.
Should be. Looking forward to it.
Hey, we appreciate you coming out tonight. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Coach John Sedlak and Coach Bill Waters from the Wellington program, respectively, joining us here at the table at the Brew Kettle in Amherst as part of our Ohio Family Realty Wrestling Preview. Again, it's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center. Great to have all those guys from Wellington right here at the Brew Kettle. A little bit of a jaunt down Route 58 for them, but it was great to have them out here tonight. Quick timeout. So much more to come as we continue with the wrestling coaches here at the Brew Kettle. Man, they're enjoying the night, enjoying the great food. John Bennett and yours truly, Tim Elkhorn, enjoying the conversation. Stay with us on WEOL and online at WEOL.com.